Welcome to the Sportscast, July 10th, 2018. And if you haven't yet, please subscribe on YouTube and on iTunes. And if you're on iTunes, please leave us a rating and a review. It will help us out tremendously. And this podcast is sponsored by InstaBible, the place to read your Bible with scenery. The World Cup is coming to the Final Four. The semifinals are here. We got two matches for the semifinals, of course. The first one is today, France versus Belgium, and tomorrow, Croatia versus England. And we're going to start talking about France with Belgium. But first, let's introduce our guest today, Kevin Lara. Welcome to the Sportscast.
Hey, Santiago. What's up? Thank you for having me.
Well, Kevin, the semis are here, the Final Four. Let's do a predictions today for the France and Belgium match. France are and Belgium are two heavyweights, I consider. I was talking to someone just a couple of minutes ago, and it feels like a flip of a coin. Do you think there's one team that favors the other?
No, not at all. It does feel like a flip of a coin. Yeah, France has a very strong team. We've seen them, play different styles, a fast-paced game, slow pace. Belgium, you know, it doesn't disappoint. You saw that game against Japan. My goodness, coming down from a 2-0 to beat them 3-2. They both are very, very strong teams, so it does feel like a flip of a coin.
Historically, Belgium has been in France 4-3. They've met 74 times throughout history. France has won 24 times to Belgium's 30, and they had 19 draws. This is the first competitive meeting between France and Belgium since the 1986 World Cup, when France won 4-2 in the third place playoff game, which is, I consider, the third and fourth game not that popular. For Belgium, they will be missing a few players. One player will be missing, and that is Meunier. He's like a midfielder slash defense guy, and he plays for PSG. So, do you think that would be a factor for Belgium missing a defensive figurehead?
Definitely, yeah. I think it will affect them, but I think they still have a strong team. But we'll see how they do.
France is coming out with a full healthy squad. I first thought Mbappe was not going to play, but no, he is playing this match. And by the way, if you receive a yellow card for the semifinal, that will not prevent you from playing the final. Only a red card will.
Okay.
So if you had a yellow card in the quarterfinals or in like the round of 16 or a few games back, you are wiped clean today. So you don't have to worry about cards.
Well, according to the FIFA rankings, Belgium should have the edge. They're ranked number 3. France is ranked number 7. So, we know that means absolutely nothing. We saw Germany ranked number 1. They couldn't even pass the first round. So,
yeah, the rankings don't mean anything. And plus, Russia, which I think was the lowest ranked team in this World Cup, made it to the quarterfinals, and now they're the top 8. So hopefully, their rankings will go higher this time around. For this match, do you see it a very offensive or very defensive match? Do you think it's going to be high scoring? What are your thoughts?
I don't see it as being a high-scoring match. I wouldn't be surprised if it goes 1-0, maybe 2-1, all the way to the end. I don't know what style of game France is going to play this game, but Belgium is probably going to keep playing the high-paced game that it's been playing so far.
I agree. I'm probably going for the score 2-1 France. Here's what France's potential lineup might be. And keep in mind, Matuidi will be back for this match. So we're seeing Jordis in goal, Pavard, Varane, Umtiti, Lucas Hernandez, Paul Pogba, Kante, Matuidi, Griezmann, Mbappe, and Oliver Giroud. We haven't seen the best of Giroud yet. He's a striker, but we've seen the best of Mbappe. But Griezmann has done a few free kicks, but I haven't seen the best of him, and they usually substitute him out.
Right.
So,
yeah.
Which player do you think is key for today?
So probably Mbappe from France, and we'll see how Lukaku does today too.
That's right. Lukaku, actually, like for the last match, Coach Robert Martinez did some changes. He put De Bruyne on the wing rather than in the central role. And then he added Fellaini and Chadli, the two unlikely heroes for Belgium that saved them out of Japan. And you have Hazard up top, which Hazard had a great match. He was very subtle, very slow. It was Hazard. And of all teams, you know, playing against Brazil, you would think he would be, you know, be a little bit different. But he had a great match. So we'll probably see Chadli, Witzel, Fellaini, no Thomas Müller. I'm not sure who's going to replace him. Jan Vertonghen, Vincent Kompany, and Toby Alderweireld, and Courtois in the goal. I think Courtois might be a factor for this game. I mean, he had a great, you know, fantastic saves, and like he saved that shot from Neymar.
Courtois was the man of that match for me, I think.
Oh yeah, for sure. And he plays for Chelsea, and he's the top three goalkeepers in the world. He might be better than Manuel Neuer by now. So we'll see how it goes. So, what is your prediction score? What's your final score?
For this game, I would give the edge to France probably, and I would say probably a 2-1.
2-1 France, and do you think who would score? Pavard?
Pavard probably scored one, and maybe Mbappe would score one.
Ooh, that'd be a good one. I think Belgium has a good team, but I think France is just. I don't know if Brazil woke up Belgium. I mean, I know Japan woke up Belgium, but I don't know if Brazil woke up Belgium. I think, you know, Belgium is riding from that Japan high, but we'll see if the Fellaini and Chadli heroics will come through, but I don't think it'll be overtime. I don't think it'll be extra time or any penalty shootout, but I've been wrong before.
Belgium is on a train right now that's nonstop, you know.
Yeah.
It's been smashing everyone around for like the past, I don't know how many games. I think it's like 20-something games without losing.
Exactly. So we'll see that train stops. Or keeps going.
Yeah, we'll see if it will stop today in the Paris stop.
Sounds good. Tomorrow's match is a quite interesting one. Croatia versus England. Croatia came out of a penalty kick shootout win against Russia, of all people. And this is the eighth meeting between England and Croatia, with England winning four of those games, with one draw and two Croatia wins. Six of the previous seven games have also been played on a Wednesday. So England and Croatia have met once before at a major tournament. England won 4-2 in a group stage match at Euro 2004. With Croatia being banked up, do you think England has the edge?
Probably. I would give the edge to England on this one. You know, I saw this semis. I saw Belgium and France and Croatia and England. And I got wrong. Russia beating Croatia in penalties. Croatia actually beat them. I thought if they went to penalties, Russia would win. But Croatia had the edge there. Penalty shootouts are like a slip of a coin. I thought being at home, Russia could win, but So Croatia brought it home, and now they're going to face England. I think England probably has the edge. It's also a very close match. But I would say this. I would say what I said last time. I think whoever wins the game today, which is today's Tuesday, whoever wins the game between Belgium and France is probably going to be the champion. It's probably going to win the whole thing.
You know, I would say that because I am picking France to win the whole tournament. But I always give finals 50-50. Always. I really think that...
Now,
yeah, go ahead.
Now, if Belgium wins today's match, would you see Belgium win the World Cup? Or...
I would. Or, I would. I mean, if Belgium wins today, I'll give the other side more of an edge.
You think so?
I think so. I mean, sure, Belgium might be, you know, might be better for sure, better than Croatia and maybe England. I think England, they're kind of paired up, in my opinion. You know, it's what are your thoughts? You think Belgium is the weaker from the two between them and France?
I think Belgium probably a little bit weaker than France, but I still think that Belgium would win if Belgium wins today. I think the hardest challenge for Belgium is going to be France. After that, I think Croatia and England will be a little bit easier. Well, Belgium already beat England, albeit it was 1-0, but still beat them. So I would still give the edge to Belgium. I had Belgium for a while to win the whole thing. Belgium, so maybe I'm a little bit biased because I chose Belgium a long time ago to win. I chose Belgium, Spain, Portugal, and I think Germany I had. And of all those four, only Belgium is left. So... But I still think that it has a tough challenge today. So,
This might be Belgium's. Yeah. I'm not sure. This is Belgium's first true challenge because it feels like Japan was a real challenge.
Well, they played Brazil, and they were favorites to win the tournament.
Yeah,
and they beat them square, almost 2-0. Brazil scored one goal at the end, so. You know, I think they could win if they win today's match. I think whoever wins today will most likely win the whole thing.
Well, there you said it, Kevin. You are saying today will determine the winner, pretty much. This is the Western Conference of the NBA.
Exactly right.
I am going for France. To win it all, I like England's chances. I think England will come close. I think their squad is looking really young for tomorrow. Harry Kane, Raheem Sterling, Ashley Young, Lingard, Henderson, Ali, Trippier, Maguire, Stones, and Walker and Pickford. Croatia has, you know, Vida. They got Modric. I can name them right now. Mandusic, Perisic, Kramaric, Rebic, Rakitic, Strinic, Vida, Lovren, Versacigo, and Subasic, you know, and it's a beat up. Oh, guess what? The goalkeeper, apparently everyone was saying that he had a hamstring injury. No, apparently he just had a cramp.
Oh.
Yeah.
Good news, I guess.
So, yeah, because if you have a hamstring injury, you would not be able to continue in the match. It'd be very difficult,
right.
Unless he's Superman. But no, I mean, he had a cramp, and he will be playing tomorrow. So, what's the scoreline for tomorrow? How do you see it? I mean, this could go penalty shootout again.
It could, yeah, it could go to a penalty shootout. I think, give it to Croatia with that game with Russia, man. I mean, they played a great game. I think they deserve to win. Russia did not give up. All the way to the end, they deserve to win. I mean, they played better. They had more possession. They were the attacking. They were always high paced, and they scored the two goals. unfortunately for Russia. So I think Croatia had a great game against Russia. I don't know that they're going to have such a great game with England being a stronger team. So you probably will see this maybe going 1-1 or 0-0 all the way to the end. And maybe end in count shootouts and then put a point. I would give the edge to England on this one, though. Maybe then, England will win in penalties.
England will win in penalties.
As they've done almost every single game.
I'm going to say England 2-0. I'm saying it. I think England has the firepower, and they have Harry Kane. That's said and
done. I mean, have England finished a game after the round of 16? Have England finished a game, on the regular time?
Have they finished winning? Yeah, against Sweden, they won in regulation.
Okay.
So that, which Sweden was a breeze. Right. I thought Sweden would be tougher, but it was not as bad as I thought. So we'll see if that boat will continue forward to Moscow.
Yeah, we'll see about that.
Well, there you have it. It's the preview of the semifinalist. It's going to be a great, great 2 days. I'm actually going to miss today's game a little bit because I have a meeting. Would you be seeing it?
I will see it, yes. I'm on the road, as you can probably tell, but I have the Fox app. I'm just seeing it on my phone.
Okay, well, I mean, I can't do anything in the meeting. I can't listen. I can't view anything, so I have to. Hopefully, I'll be able to see the second half, and nothing's happened by the second half.
Who do you see going to the final, and how do you predict that game?
Okay, I see France versus England, and I think France winning it 2-3-0, or maybe like 1-0. I don't think it'll go to a shootout, but it is a final, so it. I mean, past couple finals has been really close. Well, Germany winning it last minute, Spain won it last minute. 2006 was penalty shootout. 2002 was 2-0 breeze by Brazil beating Germany. But yeah, I do see France beating Belgium today 2-1, and I see England beating Croatia 2-0, and they beat France England. But I think France has the weaponry, the calmness, the strategy to win this tournament, and it'll be the second time win the World Cup twice. So it should be a good one.
Yeah, this should be Mbappe's year. It should be Mbappe's turn.
At a young age. At a very, very young age. Well, Kevin, yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, the FIFA prediction would have it right, though.
Yeah, yes. EA Sports would be correct the third time in a row. And it's interesting. I haven't seen Google's predictions or Microsoft. They did it last time. I don't know.
Any other animal? What about the octopus? Is there anything like that again?
None of it. I don't understand. Maybe they got it wrong from the early start. Once Germany went out, they said forget it.
Right.
So
they got it all wrong. I think there was a Russian cat making predictions. I think I saw it somewhere.
Yeah, like there was a cat early on, but I haven't seen the cat again. Maybe they killed it once Russia lost.
Yeah. probably have Brazil winning that game against Belgium, huh?
Probably. But Brazil...
Probably just like you did.
It wasn't Neymar's World Cup, but it may be EA Sports World Cup or maybe Mbappe's World Cup. We'll see how this cookie crumbles. Kevin, how can people reach you?
They can reach me on Twitter at Kevin Lara. That's KVMLARA.
Kevin Lara is the man. If you want to talk to him about theology or sports, you can reach him on Twitter at KVN Lara. And you can reach me at SLEON. And please subscribe on Periscope, YouTube, and iTunes. And leave a rating and review on iTunes. And also leave a comment on the YouTube comment box. And let us know what's going to happen today between France and Belgium and tomorrow Croatia and England. It should be a good discussion. I think people have different opinions, different thoughts. World Cups, you know, they're interesting. Sometimes there's superstition involved. I don't believe in it, but anything can happen. Maybe the most unlikely final, Belgium versus Croatia, could happen, which will, you know, be interesting. First time winners. But anyways, Kevin Lehrer, thanks for coming on to the Sportscast.
All right, Devin, thank you for having me.